Blog Talk Radio.
Here on the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We got a couple guys in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ralph Williams, JT Toth, and South Florida's own Scott Morgenroth. 347-205-9631. We'll get you to the front of the line. Loaded comments, loaded show so far. Veterans Day tomorrow. Man, oh man, celebrate with those guys that have served our country and given us the freedom that we deserve across this great country. If you happen to miss it, 30 minutes goes by quick. 347 would be the live one, like I said, 205-9631, blogtalkradio.com/ManCitySports, archive version. Tell all your friends, like Ralph says, take one guy and tell him, he'll tell another guy. It's a domino effect. As I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in place, hand off the mic. We'll start with you, Ralph. Go over to JT and then Scott. How are you? How can people get a hold of you, man, on this wagon-loaded version?
Oh, yeah, it's a great Veterans Day, Mark, and I want to send all the, out to the veterans that served this country, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this today. And that is, you know, my dad, my late father, served two tours in Vietnam. I have a lot of respect for veterans. I respect what they do, and they do a lot for this country. For the little pay that they get, they do a whole lot for this country. And I want to say, it's great for Veterans Day. 167 people are listening in today. I know a lot of folks are off because of, it's all, the holidays being observed pretty much today, banks, post offices, that kind of thing. So I know a lot of people are at home, and it's great to have you on board here this morning for the External Bum. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X platform. I have my own YouTube channel and Tuesdays, Beaver County Radio, 5 to 6 p.m. till the end of the year, 4 to 6 p.m. starting January 2nd. And January 2nd, 2024, the year in sports review. We kick off 2024 with a review of 2023 and my new two-hour show from 4 to 6 p.m. JT?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on once again. Happy Veterans Day for all the people who have fought for this country, including my late father as well. He was in Vietnam. You can get a hold of me at www.draft412.com. If you get on there, you'll see a ton of college profiles, college football right now, but we have some basketball starting, and we're doing the hockey for 2024 as well. So stop by and check out the draft picks there. Also, we're on Twitter, Facebook. We have our YouTube. We do a couple of podcasts during the week as well with Draft412. And then you can email me at jt@draft412.com. Looking forward to this, guys.
Scott?
Well, I can be reached. Well, first of all, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's South Florida Tribune. South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Our website, www.southfloridatribune.com. And I've released a new book called Lessons from the Media that you can find on Amazon. So, I'm sorry, Lessons from the Microphone. So I repeat, Lessons from the Microphone. Good old Friday, I'm thinking I had to tell Ashley, got to get through the rest of the tape before we get on the road. But, yeah, my mind is in Tallahassee and my body's here in South Florida. But Lessons from the Microphone, you can find it on Amazon. And Twitter at Tribune South.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys, we're going to go around the horn here for everyone's bum today. First of all, we're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. Call First Line Consulting Services, for your website needs. If you need a website, whether you're an organization, a business, or just personal, they have some great monthly, low monthly payment plans that you can go with. But I tell you what, this is a great service here. First Line Consulting Services, 1-877-926-6982. They are our studio sponsor for today's show. My bum is Martavis Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys. And the reason why is because the Dallas Cowboys signed Martavis Bryant. And number two, he's been a bum for the longest time because he's been out of the NFL because he don't know how to stop smoking pot. All right, so therefore, that is my bums, my two bums for the day today here on the External Bum Mile. JT?
Mine's sort of related to Martavis Bryant. It's the new Steeler diva. Mine's going to be George Pickens. you know, we can't seem to get a receiver in Pittsburgh without all the drama. He gave up his social media accounts. He said, "Help me." To me, this is just the beginning of what's going to end up happening. He's not going to be here much longer. So, George Pickens, thank you for being a bum.
Scott.
Well, I'm going to go Kyler Murray. He says that the Cardinals are not a bad football team. If I understand correctly, they're 1-8, not 8-1. Okay, so, and secondly, my second bum is actually going to be the Big Ten. If they make any premature moves without doing due process on the Jim Harbaugh situation, shame on them. I want to see how this all plays out first, because other teams in the conferences are starting to cheat, and more of these allegations are coming out. So I think they need to let due process take over first.
All right, Mark.
My bum is the Dodgers. They're trying to sign Zach Greinke. What, are you kidding me? You got the second biggest market in Los Angeles in baseball, and you don't even have a pitching staff. You've got a bunch of rookies. The place looks like Gladys Knight and the Pips. Your stadium looks like a dump. It needs a paint job. Man, oh, man, you need pitching, man. Pitching wins games, and the Dodgers don't have it. They're the bums in my book. And the continuous beratement of the Dodgers, according to you, Scott, with Mancini.
Well, some things are just smart. Some things are just expected, and we've come to realize that week in and week out. I can't wait till we get to Lance. I'm ready to throw this guy again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what, though, Mark? What did I say last night? What was it? Yesterday, liquid breakfast? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Basically, let me get to some of these comments. Lance Pensacola basically goes off on you again, Scott, saying the Cowboys will take out the Giants, and there's nothing good in South Florida.
Well, you know what, Lance? There's only one word that I can describe for you, Lance. Delusional. That's what you are. You're delusional. There's a lot of things going on in South Florida. You know, you're in Pensacola. We ought to meet somewhere along the line. Then we could do I'll do a broadcast in front of you called Motor City Manmouth bashes the lunatic Lance. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's
Well, some of these guys are delusional. The Cowboys, America's team, hasn't done anything in years. Some of these teams and these fan bases, they live off a tradition. And what I mean by that, you know, Ralph, and you can comment on it. We'll give it over to JT and get it over to Scott, too. But they haven't won anything for years. And all I keep hearing is these guys come out and tell me what their team's going to do. And every year they don't do nothing. There's excuses. There's excuses with the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cowboys. I mean, the list can continue. The Lakers. I mean, year in and year out, do something, then talk, and then we'll. But every year, these teams, halfway through, it's nothing but crickets.
Yeah, you know something, Mark. I want to say this, guys. There's one thing that's cheap in this world, and that's called talk. Talk is cheap, okay? And you know, talk is very cheap, but winning is very expensive. All right, and a lot of times, a lot of these teams, they don't want to win, or some of them trying to win and they can't. They have bad management. I've said this many times. You need good management, good coaching, and good scouting in order to have a good team, regardless of what it is. Okay. So I want to talk to you right now about Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858, Sleep Pittsburgh, 8th Avenue Homestead. go visit Sleep Pittsburgh today for the best in mattress selections. They have lift chairs. They have day beds. They have futons and many, many more of their products as well at Sleep Pittsburgh. They also have no credit check financing. SleepPittsburgh.com. Get on their website or call them today, 412-462-7858. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. And by the way, this show today is sponsored nationally by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media. Thank you, Mark. South Florida Tribune. Thank you, Scott. ASAP Sports, TGI Sports, and CRSMmedia.com is our new sponsor for this program. All right, JT, what's your thoughts on what we're talking about?
I think the main thing is people think you could just buy a team and win, and I don't think you could do that anymore, especially like the Lakers and the NBA trying to get these old veterans in there to give them the money. Baseball proved it this past year. The Mets threw out, what, $500 million or whatever they did, and the Padres and teams like that. You can't – you need to have a team that plays together. And you notice it a lot in hockey as well. You can have a great team, bunch of talent, but you have to be able to gel the team together. And baseball is a big thing. It's 162 games. If you get yourself a $500 million payroll, doesn't mean you're going to win. You've got to have team players.
Scott?
Well, the only thing I'll say about all these teams that we're talking about is they all make a lot of money, but then again, they charge a lot of money, right? So
and they stink up the joint.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, you know, you get what you pay for. Right now, these people aren't getting what they're paying for, but they're still willing to pay it. We have a term for that called mooches, because that's what they are. Everybody's making the moolah, and we got a lot of mooches allowing them to make the moolah. So, you know, we all know the Dallas Cowboys haven't done anything since the 90s. The Yankees are on a little bit of a drop towards the World Series. The Dodgers, we all know that they're Mark Mancini's favorite team. So, you know, I guess if we need a pinata, I got Mark and he's got the Dodgers. So that's all right. So the reality of the situation is, yeah, you do need – it's not how much you spend, it's how well you spend it. And a lot of these teams are really not doing it. And the Lakers, to me, are nothing but a bunch of hype. They really are.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, and let's stand on that one because now we're getting comments, and I gotta bring these things up. First of all, Victor basically says I haven't listened to you guys in a while, and now I listen to you, and you guys aren't talking L.A. This is the city of champs out here. We got the Dodgers, we got the Lakers, we hand championships out here. All I keep hearing about you guys talking about is what's going on in Pittsburgh. Nobody cares about a steel city. And the guy in Florida shouldn't be drinking before shows either. There's nothing good in Miami. Alluded to by Lance. Well, first of all, Victor in Silver Lake.
Oh, my God.
See, here's the problem with this guy. I don't know if it's just too much sauce in the tacos there or whatever, but let's get the reality here, reality check. You don't win nothing in L.A. What do you win? You're a bridesmaid. We've talked about this before, and I'm not going to waste much more time on that. Ralph, take it away. We'll give it over to JT and Scott with this guy climbing the Steel City. He just whacked your asses last night on the ice.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. I don't know what people are drinking. All I do know is a lot more people in this country, I think, are more or less thinking about drinking and playing Xbox. And I don't think they actually get to the right stuff that they need to actually pay attention to. And I think everyone's mind is either with it's freeze-dried because they either drink too much or they smoke too much or something else. All right. Full and travel mobility. Are you handicapped, disabled as I am? Do you use a wheelchair as I do? Have you felt down lately because you need a power chair that folds? Well, guess what? Life can be better. And, well, I have the solution to your problem, Fold and Travel Mobility, the specialist at having the best folding power chair selection all around. Call the professionals today at Fold and Travel Mobility, 1-877-GOT-FOLD. That's 1-877-GOT-FOLD. And also get on their website, foldandtravelmobility.com, and you can chat with an agent, a professional, that will guide you to the best selection in folding power chairs. Look, don't make your life inconvenient. call them today. That number again, 1-877-GOTFOLD or foldandtravelmobility.com. Fold and Travel Mobility for the best in folding power chairs. All right, JT, all right, go ahead, JT, with your comments.
First off, this guy watched the Kings-Penguins game last night. There's more Pittsburgh fans in L.A. than there are L.A. fans in L.A.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with just about any time you see the Steelers on the road. And that's why we're called, and we were patented the City of Champions back in the 70s for the fact that Pittsburgh might not be a place that people stay and people move out of, but you can see when the Steelers are on the road, these Pittsburgh fans, they don't sway away from their hometown colors, and that's why
exactly
we are the champions.
All right. Do you know, guys, and I'm sure everyone knows this, and if you don't, I'm going to tell the first people that commented that we are the only city that has sports fans, so many sports fans, like JT said, across the country, that we have bars in other cities that are Steeler and Pittsburgh Steeler bars. No one else has that, all right, other than us. You can't go to – you can't come here and have a Tampa bar. You can't come here and have a L.A. Rams bar. No, they're Pittsburgh Steeler bars, and they're all across the country. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, good. I guess because of you, Ralph, I'll probably keep me from losing my voice, because you're doing a whale of a job. In terms of what I'm drinking, Victor, okay, Diet Mountain Dew and Diet Coke work, because the more hyper I get, the more I get to slam the daylights out of you. So you know, victory, you know, people that are victory is a good Victor, but you are, I don't know what the hell they call you, you know, but except you're delusional, okay? Now, number one, Pittsburgh fans, they got bars from Detroit, fouling all over the place, my neck of the woods. And anybody that could criticize South Florida, well, listen, I realize that these aren't the best fans on the planet. But you know what? We got no stick in some back here. They all want to come here, so it is what it is. So, hey, Victor, you know what? If you listen to every show, then you can say what you got to do. I have the utmost respect for L.A. teams. You know, lately, they just haven't done that well. I mean, that's all there is to it. The Lakers just I don't count the COVID-19 League of Champions or whatever. We got Dodgers and the and who else won during COVID? So next one. It is, and the Lakers. So you know what? COVID-19 is an asterisk to what it does. But I have the utmost respect for Blue Collar Cities because they travel well around the country. You know, I've seen Detroit drawing Phoenix. I've seen them drawing L.A. and certainly Florida, and the list goes on and on. And, we, you know, again, you have bars all over the place. We have one in Florida, for example, where we have a good a lot of great pizza place centered around Deep Dish Pizza here in South Florida. So, hey, Victor, do me a favor, okay? Why don't you go out there and get yourself a mudslide? Your comments are flying down the wrong way, brother. That's good enough. Why don't you go ahead and drink a fifth of tequila? Because if that's not good, then the tequila will bury your mudslide, okay? So I like it when people come at me, especially when I have a lot of caffeine in me because I'm very Victor.
I catch what you're saying there, Scott. Guys,
what's that, Rob?
I says I catch what you're saying, Scott, and I agree with you 100%. So, I'm like that too. When I get caffeine in my system, look out, especially when I first get up, when I have to be up for shows and stuff. So, all right, guys, let's talk about the LA Angels. I know we're talking about LA here, but they just hired Ron Washington. 71 years old. In fact, I lost track of where he was. I know he was once the manager of the Texas Rangers. And I got to tell you, he's assembled a coaching staff that is bar none. Chili Davis is going to be his hitting instructor. Tony Hunter, his first base coach. Eric Young Sr., third base. Now, here is a surprise because this guy said he was staying in the front office. He didn't want to be back into baseball coaching again. Clint Hurdle is going to be his bench coach. Ryan Goings is his infield coach. Guys, what's your thoughts on the LA Angels hiring Ron Washington, 71 years old? You know, I don't have nothing against older guys managing or coming back into managing or whatever they've done in the past. But, you know, with this day and age, you probably do need some younger guys. But some of the older guys I like because what they do is they're stern with discipline. And, you know, and the team functions better at times and things like that. I want to talk to you today about Mata Heating and Air Conditioning, 724-201-0500. You ought to call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. They have geothermal furnaces, radiant floors, humidifier service contracts, heat pumps, air conditioners, snow melt, air cleaners, and UV lighting. If you need any kind of heat furnace issues, call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning because you ought to call Mata, 724-201-0500. Ask for Bill. You ought to call Mata today. All right, go ahead, JT. You're next.
I mean, is there a guarantee that hiring Ron Washington brings back Shohei? I don't think so. So I really don't think this is going to be a big deal in LA unless they go out and get some talent around Mike Trout. That's the guy in LA right now that I feel the most for. The guy's a ball player, has never got to really win anything. I think Ron Washington's had his moments as being a decent manager. He's more of a fiery kind of guy that'll maybe light a little bit of a fire. But if they don't get some talent in there, I don't think it's really going to make a difference either way.
Scott?
Well, they gave him a 2-year deal, not like a 4 or 5 year deal. So, you know, I'm glad he got another opportunity. I think it's good that another African American gets another opportunity. Now we have two African Americans as managers, you know, but Ron Washington is well qualified, had some great years in Texas. So, yeah, you do have to get talent around him. But again, that coaching staff that you just mentioned, especially Clint Hurdle to me, and all the other names, I mean, that's a good start. You do need to have good coaches around you. But, you know, I mean, losing Shohei Ohtani will be a big deal, but they never had it surrounded him with much talent. So I think if I were the Angels, I'd be thinking that we need to get a bunch of new players and consider Ohtani gone until we think otherwise. Because, again, you know, I don't really know where Ohtani is. He's not going to be pitching next year. All he's going to be doing is hitting. So, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to realize when your best player is eventually going to leave, unless there's a miracle left out there, then let's just see what other players you can get around them and not worry about who's departing.
Mark?
Well, my slogan to this is, if you care about what other people think, you're somebody else's prisoner. And I think the mindset in Anaheim is very – you know, at the top with Perry Minassian. I've had a chance to interview him a couple times, a GM there. I love him dearly. And when you look at what they've assembled in Ron Washington, you know, you bring up a Clint Hurdle. That guy is just bubbling, infectious personality, always upbeat. And then I've had a chance to really get to know Eric Young Sr., and there's another guy there. So they've brought in it. Chili Davis has been a great hitting instructor too, so they're loaded, and this is the thing when you start to bring those kind of guys. If they lose Shohei Ohtani, it's not going to make much of a difference. Hell, he can't pitch this year coming up, so you know it's just going to be the bat. You know, let him go, and you know start you know building it from the ground up again. And you know you got to get rid of Trout. Trout's days are numbered. You know, and let him go to Philly if he wants. But I think to pay a boatload of money for Ohtani, to me, Ohtani's good, but, you know, it's going to cost you the bank. And why mortgage the bank on one guy? This guy hasn't done anything as far as elevating the Angels into the playoffs. So if you give him the money, what's he going to do now? I mean, consistency makes people believe, guys. And the consistent pattern in Anaheim is you can't win with these two guys, so you got to move them.
You know, Mark, I'll give you this. Great minds think alike, my brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, we have 403 people listening. 403. Wow. That is great for this program, and I really appreciate everyone listening. And as I said, call a friend, call your cousin, call somebody, get one more person, and we could double this next week and be up to 800. How would that, boy, I'll tell you what, that would be great if we were up to 800 next week. Okay,
well,
also.
Come on, let's go. Get to the comments. They make this.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark, how about some comments here? Because I was going to go into Craig Council, but go ahead.
Yeah, let me break the couple of them real quick. We got about 6 minutes. We got to get in the sure shot, and don't be surprised of. But Dalen from Chelmsford, a regular, comes in and he says Belichick should be going on his last game here. Any thought on that? I think he's a great coach, and rumors have him going to the Jets. I don't think he's going to the Jets. I don't think he's going there. I mean, I think he's got to stay put where he is. You know, in New England, he's built himself there. Hell, why would you take that problem in New York where one guy is chasing moms over 40? They got a quarterback out. They got a lot of problems. Not good football being played in New York. So stick where you are, build that thing up, and circle the wagons is all I can say. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, Mark, people that were head coach as long as Belichick's been there, he's like the establishment, and he's the establishment. He's been there for so long. He's won a lot. You know, working it, maybe for him, working as a consultant or in the front office or something might work for him. And then he could still be involved and in touch with it, but it's just not on the field as a head coach. And that's probably what Belichick might do. You never know. Because, I don't see him coaching beyond maybe the next two, maybe 3 years. It could even end sooner than that. And, if I'm Robert Kraft, I'd say, hey, look, you want to work in the front office or something? Belichick is very good at judging talent and very good at bringing in things, and he could work with a new head coach. And who knows? We'll see how that would work out. JT?
I sort of agree with what you're saying, but I also just think, I think Belichick's the kind of guy who will just say that. I don't think he would I think he's got that kind of temperament. I don't know if he could actually work with another guy and direct another guy if they have different thoughts and they don't have the same feelings on things. I think he'll be the kind of guy that'll retire in a couple of years. You won't really hear much from him again.
Scott?
Yeah, I think they're chomping at the bit to go ahead and bring on Jared Mayo anyway. So, and as far as Belichick, you know what? Maybe there's a team or two that might want him, but I think he's only sticking around to try to break Shula's record, that's it. So it's not like you're going to be able to break it anywhere. But Robert Kraft's ready to bring on Jared Mayo. I think they went ahead and paid him a fair amount of money to stay there. So I could see Belichick being done after a game or two if this team continues the free fall that they are on.
Well,
all right,
hey, guys,
Mark.
Down to 2 minutes and some change, and I want to get the sure shot in. I'm going to stay in Florida, man. The sure shot is the Jags are going to kill the 49ers Sunday, and don't be surprised if the Chargers on a short week pull a thing on Detroit. Detroit hasn't shown me a lot with they play good teams, Baltimore and Seattle. So we'll see with that high-powered offense with the Chargers, if the Chargers can pull one. But I'm going Jacksonville to clean the 49ers clock. Ralph?
I think the Chargers can win, Mark. But here's the question. Can Brandon Staley coach this game properly and make the right decisions? He always makes some kind of stupid boneheaded decision that costs them a game. And he does it every time. And I think the brass down there with the L.A. Chargers are getting a little frustrated with him. And, he needs to either get some assistance in here that can maybe help him with some of these decisions, or he needs to start getting better, or else, you know what, he's going to be on the outside looking in, I think. But JT,
hey, let everybody know real fast as we spin this around, how can people get a hold of you, man? You're all over the place.
I am. RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter X platform, and Beaver County Radio Tuesday, Smoking Jim Frazier, Ralph Williams, Sports Corner.
JT, sure shot. Don't be surprised. And how can people get a hold of you?
Don't be surprised if Kenny Pickett makes some big movements this week and plays really well against Green Bay, and the Steelers finally have their first total total game from beginning to end. And you get a hold of me at jt@draft412.com, www.draft412.com. Get on there and check out the college prospects.
Scott, we give it over to you with the sure shot. Don't be surprised. And how can people get a hold of you? What, about 30 seconds?
Okay, a sure shot. I think the Miami Hurricanes will give Florida State a game, but Florida State walks away with the win. Reaching me at southfloridatribune@gmail.com. Look for my book, Lessons from the Microphone, on Amazon, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune.
Man, oh man, for Ralph and JT in the Steel City of Pittsburgh after the Penguins swept the road trip. Scott Morgan Rott with that book and the great things he's doing down there in South Florida. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, is going to have a birthday here Tuesday, 62. Thank you. We'll talk to you next Friday, same time, same channel, on my littlest granddaughter's birthday, where she'll turn 2. Till then, have a blessed one, guys, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.